Good morning. Hi, it's been a while. You just jumped in on me having my early morning worship and reflection. This is what I try to do every morning before I go to work. And I just wanted you to be the fly on the wall this morning and enjoy the presence of Jesus the way I'm enjoying the presence of Jesus this morning. Introduction. This is still Somto Ekwe, and this is the Somto Ekwe podcast. It's been a while. It's not an excuse, but I've been trying to settle down in a new city on a new job, and it's taken a bit longer than I thought it would. But by the grace of the Spirit, I am back to share the word of God, the love of Jesus, and the amazing, enduring friendship of the Holy Spirit with you. So we're going to jump into the word of God quickly. And what better way than saying a prayer first, right? Faithful Father, we thank you for the breath of life, for the love you have showered upon us, for the amazing comfort your word gives, for the fact that there may be distance between us, but in the spirit we're united under the banner of Jesus. Father, as we look into your word this morning, let it be the spirit that speaks word of encouragement, words of direction, words of love, that we may go out into today confidently, that we may end our day confidently, that we may continue our day with a boost from this word that leads us to be bolder, leads us to be more loving, more compassionate, and more assured that if you are for us, what possibly can be against us? The answer is nothing. Thank you for loving us, Lord, and accept the offering of our time and the offering of our ears. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Minute three. Okay, so I'm going to jump quickly into the word again. Like I said on the start of this episode, this is you being a fly on the wall and experiencing what I try to do every morning as soon as I wake up. I try to saturate the atmosphere with the word of God through worship songs. And most times the Holy Spirit will drop a song in my heart as soon as I wake up. So I go to my playlists and I look for the song and I start playing that song and I pray with that song. This morning, the song that came to my heart is by Israel and the New Breed, and it's called Holy. And I just was worshiping God for his holiness that consecrates us, his holiness that cleanses us, his holiness that is the root through which we receive from him unhindered, because he's holy, and we can share in that holiness and be blessed by that holiness and be kept by that holiness. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so into the word for today. So I'm reading from Matthew 14. It's a popular story. It actually starts from verse 22, but I want to take off from verse 27. I'll give a bit of context. So this is the passage where the disciples, some of the disciples, were on a boat and they ran into a storm. Now Jesus was not with them, but Jesus could see them. Jesus was on a mountain praying just after feeding the 5,000, and there was a line in the Bible. Let's see if I can find that. Later that night, they were alone, and the boat was already considerable distance from the land, buffeted by waves, because the wind was against it. So this was saying that a virgin says Jesus could see them. So the first thing I want to tell you is, whenever you feel alone, whenever you feel you're in the midst of something that is too great for you, I want you to know this. I want you to have this at the front of your mind, not at the back of your mind, that Jesus can see you. He sees you. He sees the situation. He sees the work arguments. He sees the maybe the difficult kid. He sees the misunderstanding with the spouses or the friends. He sees the tough times that you might be experiencing at the moment. He sees it and he has a plan for you. So back to the story. So they were struggling with the waves, you know, they weren't making any headway to get to the other side. And Jesus saw them and started to walk on water towards them. And when they saw Jesus coming, they were afraid. So I'm going to take up from the part where they saw Jesus coming and they thought this was a ghost and they were scared for their lives. They thought they were actually about to die because they started to see, the other world, as it were. They started to see ghosts. So as soon as you start to see ghosts and people that you think are dead, it means you're almost crossing to the other side. So they actually thought at this moment they were about to die. So I pick up on verse 27. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Oh, wow. I just felt heavy, the Spirit move to stop here. I want to give you this word this morning, or wherever you are in your day. Take courage. Take courage. Snap out of it. Snap out of the pity party. Snap out of the "oh, woe is me." Snap out of the defeated mentality and take courage. Take courage. It's available, so take it. And it's available in Jesus. Jesus is the one that spoke and said, "Take courage." This reminds me of another conversation he was having with Joshua just shortly after Moses died. And he said, "Be bold, be of good courage. You know, I am with you." And for you this morning, I guess I'm going to stop here. This is not where I wanted to stop, but I'm going to stop here because we said, yes, this is the word I want to pass to the people this morning. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, boldness, and a sound mind. So I'm going to stop here. I've said that three times. I'm going to. I feel like talking. I just missed you guys. I felt like talking and sharing a lot with you. But I guess this is enough for the moment. Take courage. It is the Lord. He sees you. He's right there beside you. And He is always going to help you. So to close out, I'm just going to pray quickly. Father, thank you because you're always there, cheering us on, offering support whenever we need. Your arms are never folded, but always extended. Always telling us to be bold, to take courage, to move with a confidence that you are with us. Holy Spirit, we ask that you continue to remind us that we are not alone. We're not alone in our offices. We're not alone in our schools. We're not alone in our businesses. We're not alone in our marriages. We're not alone in this world. That whenever we lean upon you for confidence, lean upon you for assurance that you will always be there to keep our back straight, our legs strong, and our shoulders square. Father, we're the ones that our hope is completely on you. And that's an exciting thing. Thank you for your love, Jesus. Thank you for every word that comes out from your mouth is always a word of assurance of this love. Thank you for finding us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for glorifying us in you. We go into today confident of this very thing, that you that has brought us into today will not leave us stranded in any way. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Have an amazing day. I hope this word encouraged you. Just know I'm always praying for you. As long as you're standing on the word of God, know that Somto Ekwe in Nigeria is praying for you, has a deep love for you, and knows that Jesus loves you unconditionally. There's nothing you can do to lose that love. Nothing can separate you from that love. So take courage. If this is the start of your day, go out confidently. If you're already halfway through your day, have already started your day, let this be the boost that takes you over. And if you're going to bed, take courage. No matter what happened today, tomorrow is going to be amazingly better. I prophesy that over you. God bless you. I love you. Have an amazing day.